Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your Wow Rap. There is something very profound, humbling, tender, and heartwarming to think that God, our Almighty Creator and Heavenly Father, asks us to seek to be in His presence. I mean, He controls everything, the entire universe. He predestined and planned our lives. Yet, He values and loves us so much, and He is so kind and amazing that He asks us to look to Him for everything, the only one who can fulfill our deepest longings. He invites us to be in His presence, to praise, honor, and worship Him in all we do, and to take shelter in Him. Our scripture this week comes from Psalm 27 verse 8, when you said, "Seek my face, in prayer require my presence as your greatest need. My heart said to you, your face, O Lord, I will seek on the authority of your word." Our scripture this week is brief, practical and simple, isn't it? It's one short sentence, but packed with so much truth and importance. It's to the point, precise, affectionate and kind, yet also unapologetically focused. It's an invitation to investigate the true condition of our hearts. There's a request upon which a response is required. When God asks of us to require His presence as our greatest need, what is our first response? Do we earnestly, truthfully, and wholeheartedly answer, "Yes, Lord, the only one we seek is You, the King of our hearts"? So let us be determined this week to evaluate our relationship with our Heavenly Father. God promises that He will be found by those who seek Him wholeheartedly. Are we ready to answer God's request to make being in His presence by praying, worshipping, and being in His Word the greatest priority in our lives? Do we look to Him for answers, for help in need, and for instructions about daily living? Do we know His will and plans for our lives? It's easy to talk the talk, but what is the true condition and state, the conviction of our hearts? Our hearts need to be fully engaged in this process. Our hearts need to be fully set on solitary communion and fellowship with our Lord. Our hearts need to be aligned to the heart of God in all circumstances, in all conditions, and during all seasons of life. And let us be determined to trust in God's promises. The only source of life and truth is found in Jesus. Apart from Him, our lives equate to nothing. It's only when we found God that we discover all other lacks are fulfilled. Our Heavenly Father promises that when we seek Him above all, we will experience the fullness of life and His joys forever. Seeking Him first in everything means that His Word will guide and direct our steps. He will help us in our time of need and be our fortress in difficulty. His promises reveal His heart to provide for our needs, to heal our sickness and disease, to comfort us in our loneliness, and to bring hope and light to darkness. He has committed Himself to be kind and merciful when we are in the wrong, to never leave or forsake us, and to love us unconditionally to the end of time. This is why we can look to our amazing Savior and confidently place our hope and trust in the One who answers when we cry out to Him, who has mercy on us, and who will be found by us when we make seeking Him the first and utmost priority of our lives. Let us pray together. Lord, when You say to us, "Seek my face," we cry out, "Yes, Lord, we are seeking You wholeheartedly." We look to You as our Creator, our Father, the One to whom all glory belongs. Help us to stay faithful in our intimate relationship and daily walk with You. You are the Lord of our lives and the King of our hearts. Amen. Have the most wonderful week.